2015. Let's continue to keep in our prayers the President, the Attorney General, the Secretary of State, Secretary of Defense, all of the cabinet involved in this. This is a critically important time, and as Sam Brownback, the senator from Kansas, said, we need to continue to pray for our government leaders.
Because who caused it? Men caused it. Could God have prohibited it? Obviously, he could have. Obviously, he didn't. So God did not cause it, but God allowed it. Why did God allow it? He could have stopped it. So evidently, in his wisdom, he had some reason to at least allow it. Let me ask it another way. Why has this God-blessed America of ours been so God-blessed? Why is it that the pestilence and the terror and the war that has reached other shores, not reached ours? May I tell you that America has been blessed of God? No other nation ever had such a Christian beginning as America. When our forefathers came, the Pilgrim Fathers, they came, they wrote that little Mayflower compact underneath the decks of that Mayflower, and they said for their stated purpose to coming to these shores was for the glory of God and the propagation of the gospel of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And God put a hedge around this country. Did you know that in the Bible there's a doctrine of hedges? That God can put hedges around people and individuals and nations? Let me give you an example. God had put a hedge around a man named Job. Satan tried to get to Job, but God would not allow it. Job chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Doth Job fear God for naught or for nothing? Hast thou not made a hedge about him and about his house and about all that he hath on every side? Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land. Satan.
Like good fit, then it's worth the money for a good pair of jeans. For example, how much were your jeans, Clark?
They're the most I've ever paid for a pair of jeans.
How much?
The new ones I got are Levi's, and they were $19.
Okay, I rest my case.
You don't like those Levi's?
I think you could go with a little high fashion.
Facilities for a proposed attack on Iraq is going to incite, is going to ignite the other neighboring Arab nations that want to launch an attack against Israel. Because of this, I believe America will go back to war with Iraq. Nuclear weapons would be used, and Iraq would attack Israel. Background, Gulf War.
Vicious and killers. Not all of them by far. But Muhammad was a very evil person and a very aggressive, in fact, a deadly person. And so there is plenty of warrant in this system for those people.
Braiding the tables, but she could see before one of them was wearing, I don't know what you call it. I'd call it a towel, but I'm sure there's an official Arab word for it. And she sees them, and they have accents. They're speaking English, though, which, I mean, that's kind of odd when you think about it. And they say they're
great American citizens, and maybe we'll get these Arabs out of our country once and for all. They blew their opportunity to stay here. Two of them have given up their right as naturalized citizens. Let's ship all three of them out of here. Send them to some Arab country where they'll be more welcome.
I know, one of them is from Pakistan. Another one is from Jordan. He would be the Arab. And then there's another one from another Muslim country. But
turn along a closed stretch of a Florida interstate. Three men are detained, two cars being searched by a bomb squad robot. The latest live from Miami and ABC's Andrew Colton.
Chuck, the feds and Collier County Sheriff Don Hunter are being very cautious about those cars.
He's wearing a towel, right? One of them is wearing a towel, right?
Well, so what? Anybody, listen, do you remember when the hijackings were the thing? Remember?
When you look for the specially marked boxes of Drake's Cakes, you're charged to win $10,000 scholarship. Whether you choose ring-dings, devil dogs, yodels, Yankee doodles, or Drake's coffee cakes, and they're all great. This season or any other season, if it's Drake's, it's delicious. All right, United did throw a pass from the 8-yard line down to the...
This National Day of Prayer and Remembrance, we ask Almighty God to watch over our nation and grant us patience and resolve in all that is to come. We pray that he will comfort and console those who now walk in sorrow. We thank him for each life we now must mourn and the promise of a life to come.
God bless America.
To attack this country and to draw this country into war that they might destroy it. What are you talking about, preacher? I'm talking about wickedness in collaboration. I'm talking about wickedness in unison draws men of opposite thoughts and values and everything else together for a common cause. I want to tell you that there's coming a leader upon the face of this whole world who is going to promote a one world sovereignty. You say, that's not going to happen. It already is happening. I don't know how to tell you, but it is happening even as we speak. And 9/11 was a setback to that, because all of a sudden, Americans begin to wave flags. Americans begin to say, hey, God bless America. Not God bless. I didn't see anybody riding around with God bless the United Nations. Our patriotism is a hindrance. Listen to me. Listen to me. Every time you sing God bless America, every time you turn and pledge one nation under God, indivisible, to that American flag, you are flying in the face of one world sovereignty. Every time, my friend, that you fly the colors and salute the flag, stand for the pledge, you are flying in the face of one world sovereignty. And we are an obstacle. But very quietly, we've been lulled asleep. We were very quietly. Have you noticed when you go into the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, now there's a sign that says a international biosphere? Did you know that big portions of America have been turned over to control to the United Nations as international preserves and international forests and international biospheres?
Amen.
Right here in West North Carolina? Can I prove it?
Yeah.
Embarrassing bald spots and regrow up to twice as much new hair. Guaranteed. The secret of Hair Advantage lies in a recent medical discovery that showed 95% of all hair loss was due to the body's overproduction of DHT. Hair Advantage stops DHT from attacking your hair follicle.
We are a country awakened to danger and called to defend freedom. Our grief has turned to anger and anger to resolution. Whether we bring our enemies to justice or bring justice to our enemies, justice will be done.